Praised be Jesus and Mary. St. Paul in the first reading is making a distinction between justification by the law and justification by faith and love in Jesus Christ. He tells us that no one is going to be justified by the laws of the Old Covenant, and that Jesus is the only way that anyone is ever going to be justified. And our Lord mentions a similar issue in the Gospel. He points out that the Pharisees, you know, they're very scrupulous about washing the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside, you know, things are still filthy. In other words, you know, their body's nice and clean, but their soul's not necessarily cared for. Sort of like some Catholics who show up at Mass, but they don't pay any attention and just go through the motions. You know, they don't put their heart into anything. And then they say, but, you know, I went to Mass, so I'm justified. You know, God should be happy with me because I actually showed up at church. But should God be happy with them? You know, why should God be happy with them? You know, they've honored him with their lips, but their heart is far from him. You know, that's precisely the point that our Lord's getting at. And St. Paul makes it very clear that if we want to be justified, it's going to be through faith and through love. So if we're going to profess belief in Jesus, then we have to act upon that belief, you know. For example, you know, as we receive Holy Communion, we should not just walk away from the communion rail as though nothing really happened, but rather make sure that we're seeking to have the proper disposition as we receive him and as we return to our pews, that we maintain that interior disposition and immerse ourselves in prayer so that that we're united with Christ. And even before communion, you know, people are easily distracted about what's going on, or they have to turn around and see who's coming into church, or they're talking to each other about last night's soap opera or football game, or it can be very distracting, you know, or they're not responding to any of the prayers. You don't hear them. We have to not only be recollected after communion, but have that spirit of prayer and recollection to stay focused on the mystery at hand. And well, this is the kind of faith that our Lord is looking for, to make sure that we're doing what is required by God, you know, not in a legalistic sense, but rather doing what's required by God out of love, which means that if we love, you know, we're going to do what's required, not merely because that's what we have to do, but because we love God, and therefore we're going to do what is right and proper, and we're going to do them not just as a matter of external observance, but truly as a matter of love for God.